In this era of grave spiritual crisis, it is not enough to simply know about your Catholic faith. That is why we need a Catholic toolbox to equip us with the practical skills necessary to live our Catholic faith to reach our ultimate goal, which is heaven for all eternity. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for the Catholic Toolbox as we hand you the tools to go forth, live the faith, and change our modern world today. Live on the Voice of Charity. Welcome back to another week on the Catholic Toolbox, the Art of Practical Catholicism. I'm your host and founder, George Manasseh, here on 1701 AM, the Voice of Charity Radio Network, and also live here on Credio Online Radio, that is credio.org.au, as we give you practical solutions to make live your Catholic faith in our modern world today, especially on this very occasion of Good Friday. And we're here to speak about the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, very much during this time where we're feeling the passion specifically, and there's nobody to speak about this, nobody better, and I believe psychologist and educator Robert Martek. Welcome out.
G'day, George. Good to be with you again. How have things been going for you during Holy Week?
It's been going well. It's been very mortifying. I mean, balancing work and trying to pump out all these episodes, but it's been a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we have you on the phone because we're keeping a 1.5 meter distance.
Yes, definitely. And we've got that, that's a perfect connection.
Definitely. So we're here to talk a little bit about our passion of our Lord, especially today on Good Friday, and how specifically, I mean, everybody understands the story of our Lord, his death and resurrection through Easter, and now we've entered the Triduum. So we're talking about the death of our Lord. Our Lord is dead. He is on the cross. He is hanging. And we are hanging in 2020 during COVID-19 in isolation. And how can people make sense of this? How can people, I believe the Catholic Toolbox has a responsibility to help all our listeners and everybody participate in the suffering of our Lord in the context of COVID-19, specifically this year. I mean, I believe there's a lot of good to come out of this. If we can get through, we can make the most of it. We can make the most of a bad situation, a terrible situation, being isolated in our homes, not able to attend the Passion Service that we, that even biannual Catholics, I mean, twice a year they attend. I mean, specifically, we can't attend it this year. So you're here to help us.
Yeah, well, I always look at the cross with our Lord there, and then at the foot of the cross there stands Mary, Lord's mother and our mother, his biological mother as well, and we're her sons and daughters of her spiritual children, the heirs to the kingdom that Jesus redeemed and bought for us by dying on the cross, and then next to Our Lady we have the beloved Saint John. And I think with Good Friday we have to understand the meaning of Saint John leaning on the breast of our Lord during the Last Supper, staying close to our Lord, never parting from him. And this was truly heroically shown by a young John who was probably about 19 at the time, at the foot of the cross. Definitely. As well, and when it really mattered the most. And to get a good sense of Good Friday, we need to also stand under the foot of the cross with Our Lady and with Saint John, because the blood and water that will issue out of our Lord on Good Friday is the Eucharist, is our redemption, is our life source that we need to drink from, so our Lord can sap out, quench our thirst, because there is no other thirst that can quench, only Jesus.
Definitely, and specifically as we go through COVID-19, I believe this is an opportunity that we can take to leverage spiritually.
Yes, definitely. There is a reason. God rules. He has an intelligence, wisdom. He has everything planned for us. We have to be open and be willing and able to shelve our plans, like Our Lady did at the Annunciation. Shelve our plans and once again say with Our Lady at the foot of the cross, "Fiat, may God's will be done." A yes.
That's perfectly said, Robert. And what we have to understand, I believe, for our listeners is that many people feel this Good Friday that where is God? We're abandoned. We feel like our Lord, you know, abandoned at the cross, where he said, "Why have thou abandoned me?" And many of us are in our homes, in our rooms, listening live, not being that, you know, as much as we can participate live, we're not receiving the same graces as being there physically before our Lord and participating physically. Our Lord came in the flesh. There's something very significant about the flesh and being there. Now, I know society is trying to push us towards a virtual everything, but virtual everything, virtual reality, virtual live. And I mean, it's terrible. We can't be close and having this conversation in person.
Yeah.
But the Catholic toolbox will continue on. It will not stop. Yeah. We too will not abandon our listeners. We won't abandon the people that listen to us live and through the podcast in helping them live the faith practically. So I believe our Lord is calling us specifically to take this opportunity, and it could be speaking to us very... I was speaking to many people while I was driving in the car this week, making a lot of phone calls. And
Yes, George.
Everybody, what's phenomenal is everybody, whether they're believers or not, they're seeing some good in it, some goodness in this situation, that even to make... It puts some faith back in humanity. And I believe as we... sort of almost, we're nearing it now. We've flattened the curve here in New South Wales and in Australia, but there's still more work to go. It's uncertain at the moment. But what we understand is it's very clear that we're going to get out of this. But people are seeing the good that it's bringing father and mother, families, kids that won't sit at home and spend time with their families. It's forcing them, giving that nudge to recognize that your job is not as important as your family. Your entertainment outside of home is not as important.
Yes.
No, none of that is important. What's important is our relationship with God and our relationship with others whom we see God in.
Absolutely, George. And that's well put. That's very, very clear. You know, and I like the emphasis on the family, you know, the family at home, the domestic church, once again, that's at home. And but it's a living, breathing domestic. It's not, we don't live with virtual families. I don't,
exactly.
You don't have a virtual mother or a father. Even a virtual game, is it a game or not? You know, the word virtual is open to, we would rather choose the word virtue. That's the virtue we have. Yeah. And virtual, it's like, the lukewarm, you know, are you coming or you're going? Are you hot
it's
or
like
you're cold?
It's like the artificial, you know, because you can't be there.
Absolutely. And the world, once again, is crying out, is starving for Christ. They want to be fed. They're sick and tired
whether
of hearing all these
not.
Promises and everything. You know, you buy this latest gadget and you're going to save time and have more time for your family and leisure. It's not true.
Exactly. There's,
This thirst, this hunger, right, is the is like the manifestation and the hunger that St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, would have found with the people that were needing bread. And she said, no, they didn't need bread. They have got plenty of bread. They want company because they're dying from loneliness.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's
definitely true. And our Lord now is lonely. He knows where we are, but his hands are tied exactly by the same authorities that did it back in 2,000 or so years ago. He's in the hands of the Romans, the law.
Exactly.
And this should be a wake-up sign to everyone that our faith is only our faith when we alive believe.
Wow.
If we believe, it's everything. And God, please strengthen my unbelief. You know, make me believe more. That's the faith. That's the belief that we've been given by our Lord, our Lady, all the saints, all the mystics. We have angels, guardian angels, every single one of us. We can minister to each other in many ways, like Cardinal Pell, you know, being let out, you know?
I mean, yeah, just on a side note about Cardinal Pell, I think they found him filling up fuel on the way. Yeah. He's on his way to Sydney, possibly, maybe, perhaps. My theory is to be with the Archbishop of Sydney, and a warm welcome to His Eminence, Cardinal George Pell, back to Sydney, a hero of the faith, a hero for many, and triumphantly returning as a cardinal, as the term cardinal elevates, and the color red signifies blood, that he is a martyr for the faith. Now, there is no use in having the title of cardinal if you do not earn it rightfully. And Cardinal Pell deserves the color red and the title cardinal. He has taken a bullet for the faith. He has been persecuted relentlessly, and we have been praying for him. And finally, you know, as I prayed yesterday with you in the car, hopefully we're praying that, you know, if enough penance have been done, possibly for abuse, and we continue to be with those victims of abuse, that possibly this could have been penance offered up for the church, as he said. But he has returned triumphantly, and we pray for him and his future endeavors.
Yes, there was never any doubt that he was a fully free cardinal, a man of God, in the prison. It wasn't that the bars were stopping him from getting out. It was the manifestations of lies, etc. And I still haven't heard any media call him Cardinal Pell.
They would call him by his Christian
name, and that he is not that. He is not that. He once was known as his first name, but he is cardinal. He's prince of the church.
Yep, you're a priest forever.
You know, His Eminence.
You're
you
a
know,
priest forever.
And there was never any doubt. All the more, I think the beautiful fruit from that is this urge to really see justice done for our neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
For other people, you know, the truth will set you free. So I echo your sentiments on Cardinal Pell George, 100%. And praise God. Thank Him alone.
Definitely. I think it's beautiful that, you know, all these things are unfolding. It's a beautiful time to be alive, and good time in history, and to see opportunity, especially at the death of our Lord. He conquered everything at the cross today. And He's conquered our loneliness. He's conquered isolation. I mean, if you think about it, He's conquered the isolation. We should be shaken. The whole point of being Catholic is that our faith, no matter what is thrown at us, we have the equipment and the tools to hit back at whatever is thrown at us. But the ball comes our way, we can hit it back with a racket. When it comes back with another full force, we can grab another tool and hit it back with the appropriate tool. We are equipped for whatever is thrown at us, because nothing can shake our faith. Nothing.
And that's
is what the whole point of being Catholic is, and the benefits of being a Christian and being marked with the sign of our Lord. Now, specifically, let's now take our half break, because this week we're not actually live. This is a special as the first part of our exclusive Holy Week series. And the Holy Week series, it consists of Good Friday today, and tomorrow we'll have released the reflection on the resurrection of our Lord. So the death and resurrection, we're immersing ourselves in death and resurrection. So be sure to subscribe and download to the Catholic Toolbox podcast to listen to any of our episodes available on the Apple iTunes, Android, or other platforms. You can also visually watch us here live in studio on the Voice of Charity Australia Facebook page. That is when we are live. Tune in on Facebook and rewatch on the Catholic Toolbox YouTube channel. So this week's giveaway will be revealed, and let me reveal it now. So this week's giveaway for the first person to email thecatholictoolbox@gmail.com with your feedback on this episode, detailed feedback, will receive an exclusive Catholic Toolbox mug as your gift sent out to you. So for those men wanting to make their rite of passage into manhood, or if you're a woman and want to help your fellow spouse, brother, father, friend, whoever it may be, subscribe to my men's podcast, The Rite of Manhood, available on the Apple iTunes, Android, and other platforms. I'll personally walk you through the journey to become and grow as a man. So check out our website on www.theriteofmanhood.com for more information. So, Robert, now it's time to take out the three practical tools for today. How can we immerse ourselves in the passion of our Lord and emerge out of this contextual situation where we're very much immersed in the passion of our Lord? How can we emerge from this? And what spiritual exercises can we implore to help us really feel and participate in the passion of our Lord and come out of and resurrect ourselves and come out of the resurrection stronger tomorrow?
We need to embrace our cross, our cruise. We need to hold that crucifix close to us. I remember San Jose Maria Escriva, founder of Opus Dei, would say, you know, kiss the morning crucifix in the morning and then kiss it at night. May it be the, you know, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. We start out with our Lord and we want to end up with Him too. So definitely embrace the crucifix, the cross, the child in your home that's annoying you all the time, the bad habit that your mother-in-law has on particular days, especially
that's
during
a good
Easter.
One. Yeah.
Embrace that and believe. That's one way. I think another way.
Well, I think they won't be seeing the mother-in-law this weekend. Definitely
due to social isolation. She's only a phone call away.
That can sometimes be.
And I think a second thing that we can do is I think the Holy Fathers mentioned, you know, to petition and be with Our Lady as the Mother of Sorrows.
Yep.
Look at her sorrows. Her only one son, innocent and condemned to the most vile and of executions one could ever imagine. I remember reading George very quickly. I think it was one of the church mystics. I forget who it was, and they said that our Catholic Church cannot replicate exactly how our Lord was on the cross in the church because a lot of people wouldn't be able to take it. It was that horrific.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, Our Lady of Sorrows at the foot of the cross, spending time with her, she is your isolation. She is your incubator. She is your hibernation. She is the mother that's going to give you life on Good Friday from death, birth, death, resurrection. She's the one. She always believed. She had faith. She never wavered. And she went through the darkest of lives a lot. You know, Our Lady had a very hard life. Her journey was through darkness. You know, so we know if we're going through darkness now, we take her hand and say, Mother, take my hand, help me. I'm hopeless. I'm unable. I'm dumb. I can't speak properly. Take me and help me. That's the second one. And I think a third would be to do something for somebody else, a neighbor, do an act of charity towards the poor, the homeless, something like that. I leave that open to people's situations, but come out of yourself and extend your arm to your brother, to your neighbor, because that's Jesus.
Definitely. And those are three very strong practical tools that we can do this week and really reflect on the passion of our Lord very much today. The fact that he died and resurrected. So thank you for equipping us with the tools for this week, Robert Martek.
You're welcome, George.
Thank you very much. Have a blessed Passion Friday to you. And if you enjoy listening to the Catholic Toolbox, why not consider emailing us at thecatholictoolbox@gmail.com to book your next speaking event or consultation. Now, obviously, after COVID-19 is over. If you liked any Catholic Toolbox gear or merchandise, you can support our online store at spreadshirt.com/thecatholictoolbox. That is spreadshirt.com/thecatholictoolbox. Or click the link in the live Facebook feed when we're live. Be sure to subscribe to the Catholic Toolbox podcast to re-listen to any of our episodes on the Apple, iTunes, Android, or other platforms. Thank you for tuning in to the Catholic Toolbox, the art of practical Catholicism. I'm your host and founder, George Manassa. Until next week, God bless, stay safe, and take action. In this era of grave spiritual crisis, it is not enough to simply know about your Catholic faith. That is why we need a Catholic toolbox to equip us with the practical skills necessary to live our Catholic faith to reach our ultimate goal, which is heaven for all eternity. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for the Catholic Toolbox as we hand you the tools to go forth, live the faith, and change our modern world today. Live on the Voice of Charity.